The U.S. House and Senate are on recess now. When lawmakers return, it'll be after the November election for a lame duck session that will end the 113th Congress. APRN's Liz Ruskin took the opportunity to ask Alaska's delegation in the nation's capital how they think Congress did by the 49th state.
Senator Lisa Murkowski doesn't think Congress did well by Alaskans.
I would give it a failing grade on Alaska issues. When you think about the priorities of Alaskans, and so many of them revolve around energy and energy opportunities, we haven't seen the headway there that we would have liked.
It's been called a do-nothing Congress, one of the least productive in history. Murkowski says the Senate's Democratic leaders haven't focused much on actually passing bills.
Overall, you haven't seen a lot of legislative initiatives come out of the Senate this year. Instead, it's been kind of the messaging votes.
These are bills Murkowski says the leaders knew wouldn't pass, like paycheck fairness, campaign finance reform, and student loan relief. Her highlight reel for Congress is pretty short. She named the $21 million for fisheries disaster relief for the Yukon, Kuskokwim, and Cook Inlet fishermen. The first of those checks are supposed to arrive this fall. Of course, Murkowski is a Republican working in a chamber controlled by Democrats. Senator Mark Begich, a Democrat running for re-election, finds more reasons to cheer.
You know, we passed a Corps of Engineers bill, the WERDA bill, which is important for Alaska. More projects now being dealt with, erosion projects, port projects. We did an extension to the highway transportation bill, which was critical for Alaska to continue to receive the money they get.
He also lists the farm bill as a success for Alaska.
We got in there a bill that I was working on with Don Young, and it's the traditional foods bill. Now that traditional foods can be served in federal facilities, which is incredible for Alaska Native community.
The measure is aimed at allowing hospitals, clinics, and senior meal programs to serve Native people more of the wild-caught diet they're used to. Begich says the farm bill was also good for Alaska because it renewed the Village Safe Water Program. Senator Murkowski voted against the farm bill this winter, saying the Alaska provisions were good, but at $1 trillion, the legislation was bloated. Begich says he's disappointed Congress didn't pass a bill to include Alaska Native tribes in the Violence Against Women Act. A bill he and Murkowski sponsored would allow Alaska tribes to enforce domestic violence restraining orders even against non-members. Begich tried to fast-track the measure through the Senate, but it stalled. On the plus side, Begich counts a number of wins for Alaska in bureaucratic battles, too.
We had postal rates earlier this year that are going to be doubled, not anymore. We had fee increases that TSA were going to put onto our planes, and we got exemptions for Alaska and Hawaii. So big issues, small issues, but from Alaska perspective, I think we didn't do too bad.
Alaska Congressman Don Young, also running for re-election, gives Congress an Alaska grade of fair to middling.
Probably a C+.
He says the lame duck session won't be totally lame. He predicts Alaska will do well in a number of bills likely to pass yet this year, some of which have already passed the House.
Passed the Coast Guard bill, has a lot of good things in there for Alaska, which I think is, you know, always good because that's a big element in our state.
The Coast Guard bill is still lingering in the Senate, but Begich says he's confident it will move. Congress did pass a temporary spending bill to fund the government until mid-December, but Young says if it can pass the pending appropriations bills, Alaska stands to gain.
We'll, you know, hopefully be able to finalize some of these pieces of legislations for the final output. And we just keep plowing along is what happens.
One bill the Alaska delegation says is unlikely to pass in the lame duck is the renewal of the Magnuson-Stevens Act, the nation's primary fisheries law. That will have to wait for the new Congress to be sworn in 2015. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.